Welcome to the Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. Not since the days of Ryan Shazier have the Pittsburgh Steelers had that true game-changing inside linebacker, that true chess piece. In recent years, they've tried to find answers there, trading up in the 2019 NFL draft to select Devin Bush, later signing the names of Miles Jack, Cole Holcomb, Quan Alexander, and Elandon Roberts in free agency. But entering this offseason, the Steelers still don't have that answer at the position. One answer could be in the 2024 NFL draft, that being Texas A&M linebacker Edgerrin Cooper. Cooper has good size, great athleticism, and rather impressive traits overall. He's an explosive athlete, one that will likely test off the charts at the 2024 NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. The Steelers are reportedly very interested in the linebacker, as I reported for Steelers Depot from the East-West Shrine Bowl in Dallas just a few weeks ago. Yet, despite that clear interest in Cooper, and there being a very clear need at the position, with Alexander coming off a torn Achilles and set to hit free agency, and Holcomb's timeline recovering from a very serious knee injury, there's quite a bit of hand-wringing about a potential drafting of a linebacker in the first round or even the second round for the Steelers. Positional value comes up quite a bit in that discussion, and it's a fair argument. Linebacker isn't as valuable as cornerback or edge rusher defensively. But the great defenses that were still around late in the season have a high-level off-ball linebacker that plays all three downs and makes game-changing plays sideline to sideline. Just look at Super Bowl 58, Nick Bolton for the Chiefs, Fred Warner for the 49ers. Sure, those guys were not first-round picks. But if there was a redraft, they'd be a top 10 to 15 pick in their years based on their skills. Teams are going to start searching for those answers at the position moving forward, especially after seeing how important the position remains in today's NFL. Therefore, Cooper is likely going to be a first-round pick. The Steelers can't take that chance that he'll be there on day two. If they like him enough, make the move at number 20 overall. Position value be damned. Take the best player on your board. If that's an inside linebacker and that's Cooper, then so be it. Personally, I gave him a late day one grade, and in a year when there isn't going to be more than maybe 20 first-round graded players, the Steelers are kind of in that sweet spot for the draft. Therefore, take the best player available, period. That very well might be Cooper when the Steelers are on the clock. And if he's the selection, who cares about positional value? Evaluate the player himself. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kozora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.